The dad bod transformation is something that Bjorn has embarked on. Last week, bodyinsight.nz came in and measured our bodies to tell us how bad they were. And Luke from bodyinsights.nz joins us again this morning. Morning, Luke.
Good to be here.
Oh, sorry, mate. That's my bad. There we go. Morning, Luke.
Good morning. Good to be here again.
Last week we had the weigh-in, and you guys, what are you up to over there, Josh? You're turning everybody off.
Yeah, sorry.
We had the weigh-in, and you brought in your big scanning machine, and we had electrical pulses sent through our body. We found out how fat we are. We found out our biological age.
Yeah.
Josh, younger than he actually is biologically. Me, older than I am biologically.
But only by 1 year for both of us either side, so not that bad.
We can rein that in hopefully by the end of the challenge. Yeah, right?
You cut your dad bod before it became a really big dad bod.
Before it became a granddad bod, which would be bad. So I'm 1 week into this transformation challenge. It's sort of about 2 months long. First week in. I weighed myself this morning.
Yes.
Different scales to the one that we used originally, so a bit of inconsistency there. But I'm a kilo down on last week.
All right. So what'd you do?
I ate less. And I tried to avoid all the bad foods and all your usual stuff, away from your obvious lollies, chocolates,
sort
of stuff.
More mindful and more conscious of what you're actually eating.
Yeah, and just thinking about it rather than just sort of... Josh, I've been turning down. You've seen me. I've turned things down in the office.
You did. We had we filmed a video and we had to eat hot chips in that video. But Bjorn blatantly refused, which, you've got to respect that. And he was very, because chips are, it's easy to say, I'll just have one.
That's as admirable as him not helping that guy move the...
The shelf. Yeah, the shirtless man at 5 a.m. Even Sharon actually came past and offered me some Kit Kat chocolate. She had a whole block of it. And she was like, oh, Bjorn, you want a piece? Put it in my hand. I grabbed it and threw it in the bin, the whole block. And I was like, I ain't eating that.
And was she a bit annoyed? Because she probably could have given that to someone else.
Well, we fished it out of the bin, but it was a statement. You know, it was a reaction it was all packaged up. There was no contamination there. It was a statement to the office of don't tempt me with your bad foods. Had a few situations over the weekend, Luke. Oh, by the way, I've adopted the time-restricted eating.
Yeah.
Methodology. So this is kind of also known as like intermittent fasting.
Yeah, we don't like that word because it has a negative connotation, but restricted eating sounds scientific.
So this means pretty much that I have now like an 8-hour eating window each day. So I only eat within an 8-hour period, and that's usually from about 10, sort of when the show finishes, I go and have my first meal, and then I finish around dinner time, which is about 6 o'clock in our house. So there's like 16 hours there where I don't eat anything.
Yeah, it's good for your digestive system to relax, recover, and then you know you're not snacking for sort of emotional reasons. It's like, this is when I'm eating. This is all the food I really need. And you can't call it a fast. Fasts are like 72, 48 hours, sometimes, a week. But you're not really fasting your body. You're just giving your digestive system a proper rest.
So giving it a break.
Yeah, exactly.
A smoker for my digestive system.
Yeah, sure, you haven't been sleep eating.
Well, I wouldn't be able to tell you, but I don't think so. I haven't discovered, if I walked out in the morning and there's like an open container of,
ice cream and
pork chops or something melted everywhere, I'm like, what have I done? Who am I? Was it a full moon last night? It turned into some werewolf. No, did have some tough situations over the weekend, though. This was a little bit hard. So, like I said, we're doing concreting at my house. Very physical, though, so that's been good for exercise. A lot of people came around, and then we had to feed everybody, right? And there were a lot of people volunteering to help. And usually, pizzas or something like that turns up. This is probably why Josh didn't come and help, because he knew he'd be put in a bad situation. So he thought, I'm going to avoid that entirely and not volunteer.
Yeah, I was busy doing my own exercise regime at home. So busy that I couldn't help you. Sorry.
Well, later on as well, I tried to avoid all of that. And there was beers for people to sit back in the sun and appreciate the work.
Rehydrate.
I was like, nope, I'll stick on the water and try. It's difficult, when everybody else is doing something, you feel it's kind of hard socially to go down a different track. And then later on, we were still all very tired, been working all day, and then we're like, we're just getting takeaways for dinner. Mm-hmm. Everyone wanted to go to Burger Fuel. That's tough.
They do a lettuce wrap.
Yeah, the low carburetor.
Yeah, but no, I wasn't there. I don't want to eat that. I knew I wouldn't order it. I was like, if I go there, I'll be going straight. But I'll be like, yeah, I'll get the low carb one with the healthy, and then I'll just be like, nah, give me the
buns.
Yeah, give me the chips, give me that aioli, give me all of it. Mm. So I went to Nando's instead and got a half chicken.
Just
chicken and the salad.
Nice.
That's good. Nice job.
Yeah,
nice.
So, you know.
Well, I think one of the things is you actually just talk about it. Instead of trying to keep it private and hiding it and make your friends feeling like rejected for saying no to their offer, you just say, hey, I'm doing this thing. And all of a sudden they get curious at your journey. And what did they happen to get curious about what you're doing?
Oh, like, yeah. Everybody knows I'm doing it. Look, yeah, I don't keep things quiet.
Yeah. Then it becomes fun and engaging and something to talk about, conversation starter. So for people that are starting to eat healthier, try to change their life, it's easier to just get it out in the open instead of trying to just say no every opportunity.
So don't do it subtly. Just put it right out there.
Yeah.
I need that. Be like a vegan. Yeah. Tell people straight away. Yeah, throw that meat in the bin like Bjorn would. I take your meat and I bin it. If I was a vegan, I'd be turning up and like upending the barbecue onto the grass.
I think you may have angered some listeners there.
No, it's all right. One of the parts of the challenge, Luke, is the detox of your kitchen, and you kind of need to do this sort of first, right?
Yeah, you start at home because this is the first week. Every week you're going to be doing something new and exciting. So this is week one. And this is all about getting the house to sort of support your own health goals. Because if there's unhealthy food in the fridge, the freezer, and the pantry, it's not a matter of if, it's when you're going to reach for those biscuits.
Or how many times a day.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's because the unhealthy choice is convenient. It's right there.
Eloise, you got your head in your hands. Why are you doing this? Why? What have you got in your pantry? What's hiding in your fridge?
Oh, I found Tim Tams, Toffee Pops, and I had quite a few last night.
That's like me when I was flatting. I had like a bedside table with a drawer underneath it, and I always had had biscuits in there, and so I could literally in bed open it. Anyway, it's a dark time in my life. I'm in a better place now, but I could eat while I was still in bed, which was pretty cool.
Luke is like the guy, you know, when as he comes in the room, you suddenly just start thinking about all the bad things you've eaten, and you're like, oh no, is he going to find out? Like, oh no, what have I done?
I hate having that effect on people.
Well, part of it is cleaning it all out, right? And if you don't have it there, then you can't go and you know and fail on your what you're trying to do because you don't have the option because it's not there.
Yeah, so it's just about getting it out of the house. You can donate it, give it to a friend that you want to sabotage their health goals.
Yeah. A person you don't like, hey, I got you squiggles. Enjoy. Yeah, so it's great, right? So last night, anyway, I thought I knew we'd be talking about this today. So I went through our pantry, fridge, freezer, had a look, got out all the bad stuff, and this is sort of a rundown of what I found. Okay, I've laid out all the culprits on the bench. We'll go through them. Got orange juice, don't need that. Liquid calories, no good for me. Garlic butter filled pita breads, do not need, gotta go. Big Ben pie, steak and cheese classic, obviously not helping. Bagels, got a couple of those, probably not that bad, but usually add cream cheese or Nutella, both of which are gone, and the bagels are going too, goodbye. From the freezer, premium Kalinke Gold ice cream vanilla bean, not good for my stomach, gives me a bit of a growly, and also not good on the calories, say goodbye. Kiwi Crush ice blocks, don't need those, more calories. We've got corn chips, two varieties, cheese and jalapeno. You know, it depends on which kind of nacho mood you're in, but either way, both of them gone, don't need them. Vegetable samosas, 60, don't need those, they are gone. I've got some Belgian waffles I found, won't be eating those, say goodbye to the Belgian waffles. Onto the chocolate, Meccana macadamia butter chocolate toffee, sounds delicious, believe me it is, no more of those. This is almost healthy. Fair trade organic, 70%. That's getting up there with the darkness. Sri Lankan spices. Might hang on to that one. That's pretty much it, except for just a few Whittaker's products here. Got Whittaker's jelly tip, my favourite. Got a block of Whittaker's dark salted caramel. Someone gave that to us. Got a block of Whittaker's creamy caramel, my wife's favourite. Got a block of Whittaker's caramelised pecans waffle and Canadian maple syrup creamy milk chocolate. And also the Whittaker's Tip Top ice creams in the freezer. So not sponsored by Whittaker's, just a big fan. But none of those helping with the goals, they've all got to go. Well, how did you have any room for anything else in your pantry?
Look, it's just stockpiling in case there was some apocalyptic meltdown, okay? That's from the bunker. No, there's been a bit of a build-up of chocolate in our house at the moment. Probably, though, because I haven't been eating it. So it's just building up. As more people bring it round, and then you buy some at the supermarket. And anyway, I'm not having it. We eat a lot of Whittaker.
Yeah, okay.
It's
very
good. Come on. You know it's good.
Well, so did you throw all that food out into the bin or give it away or is it gone?
I tipped the orange juice down the sink. Got to say, actually, a lot of it I didn't throw away.
Well, yeah, I think the sealed stuff, right, you could go and...
Because it's hard, though, because this is the other thing is, right, because my wife, obviously, we live in the same house and some of that is her food.
You can have her put it in a hidden shelf. You can...
Yeah, exactly, right? So she's kind of, some of that stuff, you know, she still wants to eat, so she will keep that and that'll be hers, and I'm sort of doing it. But that's kind of hard to navigate too sometimes, right? When you've got two or multiple people.
Absolutely. It has to be a conversation, agreement, sort of how are, like, knowing what you need for support. Like
and Libby's breastfeeding, right? And she doesn't need to lose any weight at all. In fact, she's trying to eat more food. So she's like desperate for calories all the time.
So that Whittaker's is hers now.
Yeah, it is.
Could she use my method of hiding biscuits from my flatmates by putting it in the drawer next to your bed?
Could be.
Or problem is that too close?
Well, the problem is, your flatmates didn't sleep in your bed, but obviously
true.
I'm within about a metre and a half of her bedside table.
Then you can just roll over.
I've got a pretty long arm. If that sleep eating becomes a thing again.
Those 60 samosas, better watch out.
Bjorn, why is the oven at 180 at 2 in the morning?
What?
Nothing. Back to sleep. I'm trying to warm the house up. So anyway, I've cleaned out the pantry and hopefully. But things are going well already, man. I've lost a kilo since our last weigh-in.
That's awesome.
That's in the first week, so.
We'll see next week. Maybe we'll talk about other ways that you feel that weight change and the lifestyle change, not just on the scale.
Yeah, totally. Oh, well, it's good. I'm feeling good.
Luke from bodyinsight.nz, thank you so much for coming in again. We'll see you next Monday for another update of how Bjorn's doing in the dad bod transformation. And well done to you, Bjorn, for sticking out. Sounds like you're doing a good job so far.
Yeah, we should celebrate. What do you want to do? Cells or?
Yeah, let's go there after the show.